Well, during the week, your PM laid down the law to those churches and organisations that have refused to sign up to the National Redress Scheme. This is the program designed to help those hundreds of thousands of victims of abuse from kids' homes. As I mentioned, there's still four of them who haven't signed, but that's only part of the story. Leonie Sheedy from the support group CLAN, there's been a rush of them wanting to sign up to keep their tax-free status. How many?
Bill, there was a stampede, Dahl. Stampede. They couldn't wait to get those letters in to Anne Rushton.
How many?
155 organisations.
My God.
And there is no guarantee that they will join the redress scheme come the 30th December. They've just written a letter that's, you know, it says that they, you know, they confirm they will, but there's nothing binding.
What about the ones who have refused to sign? What's your view on them?
Oh, well, of course they shouldn't enjoy the Australian taxpayers' money at all. And we shouldn't be waiting for a meeting on Wednesday. You know, there's a meeting between Anne Rushton and the ministers from every state, the AGs, and, you know, we shouldn't have to be waiting for them all to agree, oh, yes, we shouldn't give them any of the taxpayers' dollars. The strongest person that supports the withdrawal of charity tax status is the Victorian Attorney General, Jill Hennessy. The silence from the other ministers is deafening.
Yeah. So can you explain exactly what the National Redress Scheme is meant to do?
It's meant to give people a timely response to their redress applications. And you get breadcrumbs of payments because the Royal Commission recommended $200,000. The Liberal government reduced it to $150,000. You get access to counselling, you know, wherever, you know, you might get money instead of access to counselling. It depends on where you reside. There's no one size fits all. It all depends on where you live. It's a dog's breakfast.
I'm talking with Leonie Sheedy from CLAN. Leonie, I'm guessing you reckon it's not perfect, but it's better than nothing, isn't it?
Oh, well, I think for some people who are getting 150, they would tell you that, but hardly anyone, any care leavers are getting 150.
Oh.
You know, men who
What's
are
What's the typical amount?
Oh, the government tells you it's 82,000.
Yeah.
The average. But, you know, then.
For a life ruined.
Well, you'd think that the independent decision makers, you would think it was their money. Have they been told to, you know, just give them $100,000, you know, mostly? You know, people who have been raped 12 to 13 times from the age of 6 till they're 8, they're not deemed as extreme circumstances. They only get $100,000. It is so hurtful.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the Royal Commission gained our trust in government.
Yep.
The redress scheme just has washed that all away.
Dear. So what would you like to see to truly support victims?
Believe care leavers. Stop doing the forensic investigations. There is no dirt. They didn't put this on our state ward files. Believe us. Pay us out and get it over and done with.
God bless you, darling. Let's keep pushing. Thank you.
All right, honey,
Thank
son.
You
Thanks,
to us
Bill.
Tonight.